Are you going through bathroom renovation and you don't know which floor to choose from?
Well, don't worry, because we have 10 of the top tiles and flooring that you can use for your bathroom that we're going to cover for you. And an extra bonus.
Exactly, extra bonus. So bathroom floor has to work extra hard. It needs to handle moisture, be kind to bare feet, and be easy to clean, all while looking extraordinary. So which floor finish should you choose?
Well, let's start with number one, which is porcelain. Now, a lot of you listening probably already have porcelain in your bathroom because it is the most popular choice. Porcelain is a mixture of quartz, clay, and is fired at a very, very high temperature. The tiles come in many ranges, sizes, shapes, and patterns, and that's pretty much why it's such a popular choice. Now, I want to go over the pros and cons to give you an idea if it's the right choice for you. So, pro would be it's super tough, scratch and stain resistant, and is very hygienic, and it's great for underfloor heating if you want that in your bathroom. I want to go over the cons. It's cold, so if you don't like the cold when you step out of the shower or bathroom, these are definitely not for you. Also, another key point is dirt can build up in the grout joints, and you can normally see mold and stuff around it. The tiles can also chip, which means they're not that easily replaceable, so you'll probably end up having to replace the whole flooring in a couple of years' time, of course. Another good thing is the maintenance. So if you are going to go with these tiles, you must know how to maintain it. You have to always make sure that you keep it clean by removing dust and dirt with a vacuum cleaner. And I would say always mop it down with a damp cloth, nothing too abrasive, because that might lead to the chipping of the tiles.
Very nice. That was the point number one, which was porcelain.
Porcelain floors.
Let's go for point number two, which is ceramic, generally made from the clay with a glaze on top. Ceramic tiles are softer and more porous than porcelain, so they are usually cheaper. They still come in a huge range of styles, though it can also mimic other materials, which almost like wood, you can get it as well, so it's easy to get a good look on a budget. Let's go for pros of ceramic. Pros are durable, stain resistant, low maintenance, and compatible with underfloor heating as well. They are softer than porcelain tiles, so it's easier to cut as well. Cons, they are also cold and chips are more obvious. So if you go with a cheaper option, obviously you get more likely to get it damaged. Maintenance point, as with the porcelain, sweep or vacuum, then clean with a damp mop using household cleaning product. Super easy, super simple. That's the ceramic for me.
So the next one, travertine. It's a very luxurious stone, hence why a lot of people go for it. And it's slip resistant finish for your floor. Because, you know, water in the bathroom, exactly. There is a big slip hazard.
On this picture,
there.
It almost looks like in a hotel. It's very earthy.
Hotel standard, yeah, very earthy. Yeah. And it's got texture. So if you like that texture feel on your feet as well, it's really, really nice. But let's look deeply into the pros and the cons. So the pros is very hard wearing, easy to keep clean, compatible with underfloor heating, and cracks can be filled, which is like ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like a great thing, right?
It's a very
right?
good point, yeah.
That's a very good point.
Comparing to porcelain or ceramic, where you cannot.
So far, this one, if you're worried about cracks, should be on your list for number one. The cons, it's a natural and it is expensive. So another thing is it can be scratched and can feel hard and cold when you get out of the shower as well. So again, if you don't like your cold feet, then maybe consider getting a bath mat. The maintenance. So you need to use a natural cleaner and plain water because it is a natural stone, which means you need to take care of it. Any product can be abrasive towards the stone.
Of course. Yep, I agree with that. So that was point number three, which was?
Point number three.
Travel time. Let's go for travel time. Let's go for point number four, which is slate. Dark, velvety slate creates a beautiful base.
My favorite.
I like it as well. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. It's not my favorite, but I like it a lot. Particularly for a white bathroom, variations in tone and markings make each tile unique. Choose from honored or polished finishes. Let's dive deeply into pros and cons of slate. Obviously, if you want to get slate for a bathroom, pros will be that it's easy to clean, It's quite hard wearing, right? And it's long lasting. So that's a plus point. It's compatible with underfloor heating as well. So if you're thinking of getting underfloor heating for a bathroom, this is a really good choice. Cracks can be filled, so I get my filling point as well, though this should be done as soon as possible to prevent further damage. So that's pros if you're thinking of getting with a slate. If you're thinking of going with a slate, these are the cons. Slate needs to be reserved every 12 to 18 months. So it's also susceptible to scratches and it's hard for underfoot. Needs a strong subfloor as the slate is quite heavy. So that's a con. And a maintenance, sweep or vacuum to remove grit. Then mop with a plain water or mild neutral detergent.
Neutral detergent. That's a very common theme for these floors, guys. Yep. Keep that in mind.
If you're going with a slate, those are tips for you. Let's go for point number five.
Now, another very nice one is marble. Mm. Especially if you want a little touch of glamour, then this marble is your friend for your bathroom. Marble gives a timeless, modern, luxury feeling, and it's very naturally beautiful. And it's a very, very common choice, especially if you want a very light looking room. If you have a small space, it'll really open up the space by making it lighter. But then you do have a choice of a dark marble as well. But darker marble, maybe for a bigger room, I would suggest. So let's look at the pros and the cons. So marble is very compatible with underfloor heating. It's easy to clean, cracks can be filled, and there's such a wide range of patterns and colors. That means you can really bring out your own personality into your bathroom and make it very, very unique.
Almost like a bespoke, yeah. I agree with that.
The cons. Marble is porous. So it should be sealed before grouting and again afterwards. So again, it's very high maintenance floor. Marble is very susceptible to stains, even with it sealed. So if you do drop anything, don't leave stuff there for too long. Make sure you clean it regularly.
Very good. We mentioned also how to take care of concrete worktops, which have a similar quality.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. So if you haven't heard it, last episode, we talked about how to take care and treat concrete worktops.
Yes. And just to make sure you don't scratch it, it's very important when it comes to maintenance to frequently dry sweep the marble and use a very soft mop. So even if that means you replace your mop regularly, just to avoid the marble being scratched, because I know once it's scratched, it's highly frustrating. But just keep it very pH neutral when it comes to detergents and things that you use. So everything natural. It is, again, real stone, real earth material, which means all of this side effects may be possible. So just be aware of that.
Okay, so that was a marble finish. I quite like that finish. Would be definitely on my list to choose for my bathroom. And now let's go for point number six. Point number six is for all those who are looking for more environmental friendly and more natural look. And that's engineered wood. Engineered wood floorboards bring in natural look and warmth of solid wood. But as they are made from layers of hardwood sandwiches and a layer of ply, they are more stable in a moist environment, which is, I think, very, very good in a bathroom. They come in a variety of widths, woods, species, styles, so you can really go crazy and have fun with that if you're going to choose engineered wood for your bathroom. It's not super popular finish these days, but it's definitely something to think about. Let's go now for pros. Boards look warmer than other floorings. Obviously, it's wood. So if you want to have something which is warmer, think about either wood or, yesterday actually, I've been on a site and I've seen combination of wood at tiles.
Ooh, that looks very nice.
That looked really good. So another pro is that they can be sanded in a refinish. You know, after years of usage, you definitely are going to have some stains there. So if you can re-sand them after a while, it saves some money. So it's a really good tip. Saving tip.
Saving tips.
And then they're also easy to clean. So engineered wood, it's easy to clean. Cons, water damage is always a risk from spill over time. So as we spoke, if there is going to be too much humidity and too much water on the engineered wood, then obviously they can damage the floor. Lacquer boards are sealed and robust, but lack some of the beauty of raw unfinished wood. When you're going for a bathroom, of course, it's going to be finished. So there is going to be some finishing on top of that. So if you're not a fan of that, that can put you off. Let's go to maintenance. Don't leave standing water. That's as we are talking about anything. If you leave there standing water, it penetrates through the surface, so it's quite hard and it can damage the surface. Sweep or vacuum as we speak before mopping to remove any particles that could scratch the surface. Wash with damp rather than wet mop because you're putting too much damp on it. And you can buy a special engineered wood cleaner. I think in most of the stores in London or in UK, you can get it wherever you want. And then just specifically, I think these days you can see whether you have marble, whether you have stone or wood, you can seek specifically cleaner for that floor that you have in the bathroom.
Exactly.
So that was number 6, engineered wood.
So if you are on a tight budget, but still after the engineered wood fill to your bathroom, then I would suggest getting a laminate flooring put in. Now, it's a very, very good choice. A lot of people actually have this in their bathroom. So what is laminate flooring? It's a fiberboard core top with photo covered in a transparent wear layer. So that means it can be very water resistant, but don't leave the water there for too long like any other materials. So the pros, easy to clean, doesn't need any sealing, and comes in many, many choices. So different colors, depending on whatever your bathroom wants, you want your bathroom to look like in the end. Cons is it does wear with moisture exposure for too long. That means the top layer can peel off, which ultimately means you need to replace your floorboards. So I think the theme we're going with here is make sure you always wipe away any excess water from the bathroom floor.
Yep, I agree with that. It's nothing else to say. Basically, if you leave water or any liquids in that matter, whether it's on your floor or any type of natural finish or unnatural in this case, then it can leave certain dampness, stains, and damage your floor.
Yeah, and the maintenance is you can vacuum it, you can broom it, you can mop it. So there's a lot more alternatives to cleaning your floor when you use laminate.
So this was laminate, and we're still staying with the budget-friendly options. So for all of those that are going through bathroom renovation, they are thinking, okay, I like what you're saying, guys, but it's too expensive to go with the marble. Let's stay with the budget-friendly option. And second budget-friendly option is luxurious vinyl tiles.
LVT.
It's a brilliant budget-friendly option. It can give you the look of wood, stone, or tiles. It can bring in patterns such as geometrics or dots. So let's go for pros. It's waterproof and stain resistant, and it feels warm and soft under your feet. Also, it's compatible with underfloor heating. I think most homeowners will put underfloor heating into their houses, so that's a really good option as well, and it can go up to a nice temperature. So it always feels warm when you have underfloor heating. I would say go for underfloor heating with this type of finish. And some suppliers offer also, according to our research, 20-year warranty, which is, I think, amazing thing. So that's a pro if you're going ahead with luxurious vinyl tiles. And cons, it can scratch, mark, or fade, obviously, with the time, because it is plastic, I think. And though the surface can be refinished, one thing which I would say, if you're not a fan of plasticky finishes, it can feel a little bit plasticky. If that's not your thing, then probably go with engineered wood on something more natural. That's all for luxurious vinyl tiles.
The next one is a very, very interesting one. You can use cork flooring. Yes, that's right.
Very unique.
Cork is very versatile, and it can be transformed into almost any shape. And they've actually used it in engineered boards look alike, so floorboards. They've made it look so it can be very seamless in your bathroom, which makes it very, very good flooring to use, especially if you're like you're after that very, very clean look.
It's a little bit natural because it's wood, right?
So yes, exactly. And and it's got that orangey tone and texture to it, so it's a very cool way to make your bathroom look very earthy. So let's look at the pros of cork. It's resistant to mold, and it is hypoallergenic, which means if you have any allergies like dust allergies, this is a very good flooring for your bathroom. The cons are the cork is light sensitive, so it's likely to fade in strong sunlight. So if you have a roof in your bathroom, this could affect the color of the flooring. If you want to look at maintenance, it's frequently vacuumed, and a light clean with a damp mop should release all the dirt from the floor.
Okay, so that was cork. I really like this. Although I haven't seen it that many times, I have to say it's a very good option and definitely something to consider. Let's go for point number 10.
Your favorite.
It's something we specialize at, so that's polished concrete. I would say for the past few years, polished concrete has risen to the top of the finishes, especially in high-end bathrooms. It's a modern, slight, edgy look that you cannot beat. Concrete is a robust and durable material and provides a more industrial look. That's what we focus on. Make sure, however, that it's laid correctly. So that's why you have to contact us, contractor or supplier that has a lot of experience with concrete. In terms of quality and cost, it depends on what level of finish you want to achieve, obviously. It's important to fully consider this. So let's go for pros and cons of polished concrete. Why do we love it so much? And why do people in London and UK love polished concrete? Concrete is extremely versatile. It can be cast in any shape and tinted in any shade you wish. So it can have any form and any color. That's why we like it. We have a different colorants for the finishes. So whether it's a bathroom, whether it's a concrete worktop, or whether it's a flooring in your bathroom or walls, you can choose any color you like. Whether it's gray, whether it's a forest green that Vine mentioned last podcast, right?
The forest green.
Yeah, exactly, the dramatic color for a kitchen. So you can really go and have fun with polished concrete. It's durable and compatible with underfloor heating. What I really like about polished concrete is that when you have underfloor heating and that underfloor heating bumps up, the concrete gets really nice and warm. So you can go bare feet and it feels really nice.
Really nice.
Almost like in a spa. It's a really lovely feeling.
It's a very nice spa finish.
Exactly. It's also easy to clean, so it won't harbor pests and actually gets tougher over time, right? Because the concrete gets stronger and it cures. Another thing, it's also resistant to mold, so it's very good finish and it's hypoallergenic. So that would be pros for you, everyone who is thinking about getting polished concrete into a bathroom. Let's get to some of the cons. Because it's porous, as we mentioned before in our previous episodes, concrete can stain without frequent sealing. So that's one of the cons that we have. And with the time and settling, small cracks can develop. Let's go for maintenance with polished concrete. You wash with a damp mop and plain water or mild non-acidic detergent. With all the finishes, whether we had a marble or concrete, it's very important to take care of them. Because if you spill something and you leave it over there, because it's porous material, it can sink it in and it will leave a stain. Yeah. So always wipe it clean straight away after. That's my favorite polished concrete. And now we're going to bonus from Vinay.
Bonus. I want to throw in a little bonus to compete with this concrete flooring. Plus, is a very interesting one. Rubber. I have never thought of this until I started looking into it. But rubber is very sleek and it's modern. It's softer than concrete and it's available in tiles. But just like concrete, it can be seamless. So you can buy it in sheets of this rubber. So it looks very, very seamless. So the pros is it's very good value when it comes to cost. It's durable, sustainable. It comes in every different kind of color you can imagine, and it's very comfortable, hygienic, and like I said, it's seamless. Now, when we look at cons, it's not very scratch and mark resistant. It can also again fade in the sunlight and it's hard to repair. So once it's laid and you're not looking after it or the color has faded, you might have to replace the whole flooring. So that is something you should consider before choosing my bonus point rubber. The maintenance for this rubber is just to remove the dust by vacuuming and lightly mopping. Do not use detergents that are abrasive. Again, try and use something a bit more natural. So yeah, definitely if you want to look into the rubber, I would suggest it.
Great. So this was a bonus tip from Vinay, which was rubber. And you were listening to Creative Lifestyle Design today. And these were our 11, if we can count with the bonus section, 11 flooring finishes for your bathroom. So if you really found what you were looking for, we're really happy that we're able to bring you 10 plus bonus most sought after finishes for the bathrooms.
If you do go for one of these, let us know. Send us some pictures of which one you choose. We'll be super excited to have a look. And if you have any questions still on one particular one, we can try and advise you. So just let us know for sure.
Exactly. Also, I would like to say that we started posting videos. So if you would like to see us, we have a YouTube channel on our Sandwich profile. So we'll link it down in the description below.
Exactly.
So you will be able to not only hear us and listen to us, but also to
see our pretty faces. If you want a link, the voices to the faces, then it's there for you to have a look. If not, continue listening to us here exactly. on Spotify, Snitcher.
If you don't want to watch us, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on Spotify, and I think around 7 more platforms.
We are everywhere.
Exactly. That was it from us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode and tune in next time.
Next week, guys. Speak to you then.
High five. Bye.